Princess Jewelry, Michael speaking.
Hey, Michael, it's Nick with RDI. What's going on?
How's it going, sir?
Good. It's going real good. What's the latest in Lakeville, Minnesota?
Nothing really.
No? Not working anything today?
No, as far as diamonds? No, not today. It's, like I said, it's been... usually the back half of this month is fairly slow.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Because we always talk about loose diamonds. You know I have finished goods also, right? And,
yep.
And you guys, you mount up your own studs and stuff like that. But tennis bracelets and necklaces, stuff like that, do you keep those on hand?
We do, but we mostly showcase lab. And then if they need tennis bracelet, like a diamond natural, we'll order it in for them.
Oh, okay. I mean, I have some closeout deals on some things that are pretty good deal. Let me look. Like a 3-carat total weight tennis bracelet, like $3,800. Good quality, like HI, SI2. Would you be interested in something like that?
Not me personally, but I can. If you want to send over the information, I can. Send
yeah.
it over to my brother and sister and see what they think.
Yeah, see if they're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, I got a bunch of things that we're just kind of
trying to
get rid of.
Is it white or yellow?
That one is white gold. And what moves quickly for you guys there?
Yellow.
Yellow. I do have some, like I have a yellow gold smile necklace that's, what is this? It's 1-carat total weight, natural diamond, smile necklace, and 14-carat yellow gold, $1,000, $1,090. So let me get this over to you. I'm just putting together an email real quick to, what's that email address, sales@princessjewelry.com?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. I didn't realize. I thought you guys were white gold. But, all right, sales@princessjewelry.com, closeout deals. All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Right, so, I was saying somebody else, they just handed me something. But, no, I'm always thanking you. I appreciate you, man. Anything fun on the agenda for this weekend?
No, just
work or pleasure?
Stuff.
Kid
yeah.
stuff. So the religion classes are started already probably, right?
I think we're almost towards the end of it, but yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
You're talking about as far the total, yeah. Yeah, yeah, they started, they have Sunday school. My two sons are having a ceremonial communion this year, and then because communion and confirmation happened when they were baptized for us, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So my family went through a whole bunch of different, you know, when I was born, like, I was baptized. It was like we were Catholic. And then at some point in time, we moved over to going to, like, Protestant churches. And I was baptized again because that's what, you know, they
yeah,
the Protestant churches, they're big on, like, when you accept the relationship, you get baptized. And so,
yeah,
I was baptized as a newborn. I was baptized when I was 10 also. And but I remember going to religion for, like, my first baptism, my first communion. I think I was like 8.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Yep. And learning all the rosary stuff and everything. So very cool. So it's good for kids to have that kind of structure and everything like that.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, like I said, we're Syriac Orthodox. So, we're fairly, you know, trying to get them to continue the tradition because it's been 2,000 years old church, so we want to make sure that they continue.
Haven't heard of Syriac Orthodox.
It's an Oriental Orthodox church. It's of it's one of the apostolic churches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's very, it's deep rooted. And,
yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
and
I mean,
in your family and all that.
Yeah, we go to a Maronite Catholic church, now because they're a Syriac church. Also, they're just Catholic, and the Catholic Church shares communion with us. So
I see what you're saying because, yeah, your wording was a tiny bit different than at a Catholic church, right? Because you said a ceremonial communion.
Yeah, because Catholic churches, you know, you get the communion at like 8 years old, seven or 8 years old.
Yep.
And you have to take the classes and all that.
Yep.
My boys have all that. They've done communion and confirmation the day they were baptized. So the only thing that's left is to kind of take them through the classes, and then they do a ceremonial communion and confirmation. And then they're also getting confirmed in the Catholic Church too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, so, and then, yeah, you know, it's so funny because in this industry, you know, religion actually comes up more often in this industry than in other industries where I've been in sales, you know. And,
well, yeah, because there's all sorts of folks.
Yep, and like on Jewish holidays,
yeah,
a lot of vendors and state holders will be closed, and so anyway, it'd be a whole crazy thing. But all right, cool. So that's kid stuff that you got going on this weekend, is that and whatever.
Yeah, there's some of that, and then sports. My oldest son is starting up baseball and flag football. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's great. I love how serious parents take the sports. So,
yeah, sarcastically love it.
I mean, it's, none of these kids are going. I mean, some of them might go pro in hockey. Some of them might go pro in baseball, but
this stuff is about, it's about not that, right? It's about fun, right? It's about exercise. It's about working together, you know, being involved, collaborating. I can't get my son to sign up for anything. I told you this before because he doesn't want to commit to anything. He wants to be able to be home and play video games. And his mom and I are not together, so it's a little bit more difficult. If we were, I mean, we'd be signing him up into things, and, you know, I'd be making him go every week. But I don't want to put that on her. So anyway, because I'm telling him, I'm like, it's, number one, once you get there, you're going to be having fun. Two, he's competitive, so he's going to get, like, real into it. And three, it's going to be all your friends, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but,
that's how my oldest views it. And he gets upset when he's not on teams with his friends.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't pick the teams, buddy.
I'm not the guy.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. Yeah, and also opportunity for new friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, he likes the kids that he plays with. But, like, yesterday he trained with the team all his friends are on.
Yeah.
But then I had to tell him, I was like, yeah, that's not our team. And he's like, but that's all my friends. I was like, yeah, they decided to make their own team for flag. This is what I don't like about flag football.
Yeah.
It's a really competitive league.
Is
so
it?
People build teams, and I got tired of that. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to build a team where I can focus on the development of the kids. I don't really care about winning. I just want them to like the sport and to get better in it. And
yeah.
I found another dad who was like, yeah, he coaches high school and felt the same way. And I was like, all right, so.
How old's your son? The oldest son?
Nine.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, yeah. You know, we're not gonna go. You know, we're not scouting for the pros just yet.
Yeah, not only that, but like I don't want him to play professional football or college football for that matter. So like I'm trying to make it so he doesn't get hurt. I mean, the kid's a smart kid. He He just took a test and finished in the top 9% for the country. So
yeah.
I want to keep that brain. I don't want him to lose it in concussions and all that.
Yeah, that's a good call, man, for sure. So you coach, you and this other dad?
Yeah, so there's five of us that kind of picked it up, and it's kind of like the castaways from other teams. So
okay.
It would be, it would very much be like the Bad News Bears. A lot of cheating, you know, a lot of.
Oh, God. Really? Serious.
No, I don't know.
Probably not.
But
yeah.
It should be. I hope it's a fun team. We're not probably going to win a lot of games, but we collaborated with a super team. We're like, look, we just want to run practices with you guys and then maybe do scrimmages prior to the season. And then when we're in the season, just do our practices together
so
we can get more work done for the kids and then break off and do scrimmages against our own team. But we'll see where it goes.
You got the right focus. Do you guys got a team name?
It's an NFL flag team, so it's the Commanders.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And then the other team is the Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
So,
bit like in the Little Giants.
I don't think the Giants are one of the teams. The Bengals are one, but yeah.
No, but in the Little Giants, the Cowboys were like the super elite team also.
Yeah.
So that was back in the 90s when the Cowboys were.
Yeah, the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Cool, man. All right, well, have fun with all that. And
no problem. Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, no, it sounds fun. Like I said, I got to get Silas into stuff. He's 11, and he'd be like, I don't care about sports. I'm like, yeah, but it's fun, bro. You know, it's fun. So it's like, I don't know. You know, you try to let them be who they are, but still guide them in things. So we're going to get him doing something this summer for sure. Wish me luck. So.
Yeah, get him in a couple of camps to start with, you know.
Yeah.
See,
no.
That way it's not that much of a commitment. It's one or two, three, even a week-long camp. See if he likes it, if he doesn't like it, and
move
on to the next thing.
And then you don't have to do it for the whole season.
Yeah, that's what we did with...
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, like, soccer camps and football camps and baseball camps until there was something that stuck, and then we signed him up for that stuff.
That's smart. You're a smart guy. Well, all right, cool, man. I'll let you fly. Give me a shout if there's anything you're looking for. And I sent that email over, so if you guys can take advantage of any of those closeout deals, you let me know, all right?
Yeah, I will. All right.
All right, cool, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.